recorded as a single and meant to be a single on the 8th of October, 1964. All Paul on that. I got John to help a little bit on that one, but that's all Paul McCartney's there, as you can tell. She's a Woman. There's another great version of that done by Jeff Beck, the great guitar player on the album Blow by Blow. She's a Woman. 1964, that has John and George on dueling, or I should say similar Stratocasters, which George was the paint is a psychedelic not that long after. You also can hear those two matching strats on the song Nowhere Man. You know, I love the way that we do this. Song comes to mind, we talk about it, then we end up playing it.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land.
Goes on in your mind.
listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM. Portions of WMIE's broadcasting day are underwritten by Blackfin Web Design. Available at 321-536-6176 and on the web at www.blackfinweb.com. Are you looking for a new website for your business? Blackfin Web Design creates powerful small business websites. Mobile internet usage now far exceeds the traditional desktop usage, yet almost 90% of businesses have traditional desktop websites, making it difficult for customers to find their services. With over 18 years experience, Blackfin Web Design is there to help accommodate your business needs. That's Blackfin Web Design, corporate sponsors of WMIE Radio, available at blackfinweb.com, 321-536-6176. We are back with our last set of this Saturday morning. And prior to getting started here, I'm just going to let everyone know right from the get-go here, this last set will be all stuff from the Beatles' latest release. And that is this 2000 and what was it, last year now? The release, no, this year, well, yeah, last year, last November, the release of the remastered and remixed White Album. You've heard me play some stuff from it before, but I was unable to get it in my computer, and I have now, so that's all ready to go. That's been added to my repertoire here. We're going to hear some things, what's called the Escher demos. That is some professional recordings the Beatles did when they came back from their trip to India. When they came back, they were loaded for bear. They had a ton of stuff. They had everything ready to go to record for the White Album. And they went to George Harrison's house. And he had a professional recording studio there. We can call it that, at least. And it was in this city of or section of London known as Escher. E-S-H-E-R. So we're going to hear, matter of fact, let's kick off this last set here this morning from one of the tracks, actually multiple tracks from the Escher demos.
Yes, I'm lonely, wanna die. Yes, I'm lonely.
you know the reason why.
Saying to yourself, well, I hear his voice twice. Yeah, that's right. This is no rinky-dink run-of-the-mill let's record this in a little cheap sound box. That's John Lennon's voice double-tracked. singing the song for his mother. His mother was killed in 1957 or 58. John was 17 years old, and his mother was struck by an automobile and killed right before him, right in front of his eyes. And he wrote that song about her, Julia. Great sounding, as you can tell, these demos, they have fantastic sound. John also there playing a pick, an acoustic pick and guitar style that he learned in India from another musician named Donovan.
She was a working girl, north of England way.
Now she's hit the big time.
In the USA. And if she could only hear me, this is what I'd say. Honey pie, you are making me crazy. I'm in love but I'm lazy, so won't you please come home? Oh, honey pie, my position is tragic. Come and show me the magic of your Hollywood song. You became a legend of the silver screen, and now the thought of meeting makes me weak in the knee. To be where you belong. Honey pie, come back to me.
Yeah. I like the light. Ooh, I like this kind of hot kind of music. Hot kind of music. Play it to me. Play it to me, Hollywood blues.
not guilty of getting in your way while you're trying to steal the day. Not guilty. And I'm not here for the rest. I'm not trying to steal your vest. I am not trying to be smart. I only want what I can get. I'm really sorry for your aging head, but like you heard me say, I'm not guilty. Of being on your street, getting underneath your feet. Not guilty. No, he's handing me a writ while I'm trying to do my bit. I don't expect to take your heart, I only want what I get. Really sorry that you're underfed, but like you heard me said, not guilty. Not guilty for looking like a freak, making friends with every seat. For leading you astray on the road to Mandalay. I won't upset the apple cart, I only want what I get. I'm really sorry that you've been misled, but like you heard me said, I'm not guilty.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You're listening to Breakpoint This Week, where we're talking about the top stories of the week from a Christian worldview. Today, we're going to continue a discussion about Christian nationalism. We're going to review the Breakpoint Forum we had last week and talk about John's view of the subject. We're also going to talk about the case of a German homeschooling family who is facing deportation. We're going to talk about how this fits into the larger conversation about persecution and who we should and shouldn't allow into the country as refugees. So we have a lot to get to today. We're so glad you're with us. Stick around. Welcome to Breakpoint This Week from the Colson Center for Christian Worldview. I'm Maria Baer alongside John Stone Street, president of the Colson Center. John, before we start the show today, I think you and I just came across my text news update that Senator Dianne Feinstein has died. She was 90 years old. This was a senator from California. She was the longest serving woman in the U.S. Senate.